The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. I hope everybody's out there enjoying the weather in the middle of Jerry Brown's drought. And hopefully we're between last winter and this winter, we're putting a good end to that. Before we get any further, wanted to introduce, as always, my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. How goes it this morning?
So far, so good. Good morning. Everybody morning. Enjoying the liquid sunshine out there?
We are, but I'm getting reports of good white stuff up top. As low as 3,000 feet, we're getting it.
As long as it has a good high moisture content, we're doing good.
Absolutely. We do like that snow, and we like it there until late summer.
Yep.
It's been a while since I've been able to take the kids up to the hill and go sledding or doing any of that fun stuff. It's been a couple years.
Yeah, you have to do that.
It is, but you know that's what's funny is everybody starts screaming drought in California. I remember it being like this since I was a kid. You get years of good snow and good water, and then you don't get anything, and then you get good. It seems to run in cycles.
Well, we live in a Mediterranean climate, so, you know, what's to be expected?
Well, that's true, but, you know, now that our big rigs have special filters on them, I'm sure it's just going to rain and snow every year.
Oh, that's right. That'll help.
That does.
As they burn up on the highway.
And as you spend extra money at the gas pump, that's going to make it snow, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's how
that
it works.
That extra tax always helps.
Yeah.
Taxing Mother Nature.
Yeah, warning everybody. I'm a little salty this morning.
And how is that different from any other day?
I'm extra irritated with some things.
Uh-oh. Here we
because
go.
Because I've been watching the back and forth going on out of some of our state leaders and some of our they don't even deserve the word leader. Some of our state masters and, you know, the panic that the federal election has caused and just the panty twisting and the hand-wringing and just the gnashing of teeth and tearing of clothes of these whiny Nancy. I just, they're driving me nuts, okay? Yeah. And what is the concerns and comments of our state leadership, and I really do choke on that word of leadership, is not, hey, look, this is the will of the people. Hey, maybe we're not getting this right. Hey, maybe we ought to open our ears and open our eyes and listen to our people. Maybe we really do work for the people. No, we don't get any of that. Mm-hmm. It's, oh, dear God, they're on to us. Let's accelerate what we're doing. Yeah. Let's push more laws. Let's double down on our failure. Let's rip their rights away faster than ever. And it's really starting to kind of chap my hide.
Well, you know, that's all fodder for our case.
It is. I don't want any more help from them. We've had enough help.
Every day they bring something forward. It's like, well, here you go.
Yeah, wait. And I'm a little irritated with some people, too, because how much more do you need?
Right.
We've been saying for, going on 3 years, where's your line?
Well, a lot of people have their head in the sand. They have no idea. They're busy doing their thing in their life in their own little bubble, and they're not looking outside the bubble, and they're not listening to what's really going on.
Well, it just, how do you not, though? It pokes you with a stick every day. Every time you go shopping, every time you fill up at the gas pump, every time you got to re-register your vehicle, every time you turn around, the state of California is grabbing you by the nose while they're picking your pocket.
Yep.
How do you have your head in the sand over that?
I don't know. I don't get it, but people do.
They do. And there are a great many people that have woken up compared to where we were 3 years ago as a nation, as a state, as a county, as a movement. You know, we have seen incredible leaps. So I don't want to get, you know, too down there, but there's still so much more to do, and there's still so many people out there. It's like, come on, get on board. Yeah. What are we doing here? You know, at what point do you go, enough is enough? I want to be a master of my own destiny.
Well, I think as the Jefferson movement, if you will, starts going, as it gains momentum and gets more legs under it, people will start seeing what's really going on, and then they'll just come on, and we'll have a groundswell of support in that direction. That's my hope, and that's what I believe to be happening.
Well, and some of the thing that I think Cal Exit's bugging me a little bit too, is because we've had to work so hard to prove our case, prove our figures, prove our numbers, prove our viability, prove our legality, prove our morals, our ethics. We've had to prove ourselves and prove ourselves every step of the way. And because somebody doesn't like an election the way that they go, all these lemmings just leap onto Cal Exit without any explanation, any understanding, any thought of what's going on with these people or what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why couldn't you?
Because we don't want those folks.
Yeah, we kind of don't want the lemmings. But
yeah,
it's
they can
just
stay with California.
Can we really leave them to that fate?
They're doing it, but it's their own doing.
It is true.
They're adults.
At some point, you kind of make your own bed.
Yep,
you got to lie in it.
You have to think that they have driver's licenses. They vote. So, well, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's a catch-22. Do you want them? Yes. But do you not want them? Uh-huh. Because of exactly what they're doing. If they're going to be so easily led without questioning anything or having any input and dialogue about what's really going on.
It is kind of dangerous.
It's dangerous. So they need to go with that other part.
It's a little bit like playing with a loaded gun and not having a clue what you're doing.
That's right.
It's but yeah, so there's just a couple of things that are kind of wearing a little thin with me, and the mollycoddling and the pandering and just the nonsense. You know, and a lot of these people that they've really adopted as their symbol a diaper pin.
Pacifier and a diaper.
That's really America?
Go to your corner, boys and girls.
Right? You need a safe space? Let's roll it back to 1984. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be in the back of the truck in the middle of the night with a spotlight and a shotgun and beer in my hand. Not that I'm advocating anybody do that and get arrested, but I mean, it just... There's this incredible yearning inside to be free, and it's been accelerated. And it's been accelerated not only by the federal election and starting to see the turn of the tide, but seeing the response of people really who are setting themselves up to become direct enemies. And that's what's concerning to myself, is we're continuing to tear the fabric of this country. We're continuing to pull farther apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming together around the table and trying to talk and negotiate.
Because they follow the leadership that they've always followed, who is directly in line to cause them harm.
They are.
And
they
that's
are
the sad
absolutely
part.
Causing harm.
And that's the sad part, because at some point when the exposure comes out, then they're going to defend it, defending the wrong side. Not understanding what they're defending or what they're following, and just totally blindly going.
You know, it's to the point even the LA Times is getting it. They ran an mm-hmm. article the other day talking about really the two Californias.
Mm-hmm.
There is. Yeah. There has been for a long time. And not only does that argument need to be just made out in the public and accepted culturally, hey, there's two Californias. It's time to make that legal declaration, that legal definitive of, yeah, we're different.
Yep.
And it's getting to the point where we need to get the separation done, or it's not going to be amicable anymore.
And we're on schedule, and that's the thing. We're doing everything we can by the book, and we're doing everything right as we can, as we know it to be, mm-hmm. as of the given day through the process. And we're on track. We're completely on track. So just everybody please know and please be patient. We're on track. We're looking to get the paperwork initiated as we have to do it.
Paperwork.
Yeah, I know. But we have to play by the rules. The rules are there for a reason, mm-hmm. and we're playing by the rules. We've done everything by the rules. We've turned over every stone. We've done everything, like we talked about before. We've done things that we knew were going to be a losing cause, but we had to do it.
Had to do it.
We had to do it as part of the process. Mm-hmm. So when we go before the court and they question everything we've done, they see that we've exhausted every option before we even came to them, so that they can see
everything.
The process and see what we've done. So that stands better for us, so that when the time comes, the decision will be made on what we need to do and what needs to happen, and it'll be in our favor. So that's why it's taking a little longer, but we all have to be patient and understand that. It's not like flipping a switch and then, oh, here you go, you're automatically Jefferson or whatever we decide to name the state, or just the free sovereign state we want to be. There's a process, and we have to go through it. Some of it we absolutely detest. Other parts of it are like, yes, bring it on. But, you know, bring it on and wait. It's that hurry and wait thing. So, you know, that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. And it's just watching what's coming the next legislative session. Okay. The last 2 years, which have produced something like 1,400 new laws in California.
That's ridiculous.
It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket of what they're up to now. They're going to double down on the laws that they've passed. They're going to accelerate the number of laws that they're passing. And they're going to rip off more and more freedom from the citizens of California as fast as they can, because now they expect resistance from the federal side. So they're going to work harder, faster, and more diligently to turn us into this weird socialist utopia.
Not on my watch.
No. And that's part of the, I think, what's irritating me is where I'm saying these people are setting themselves up to become direct enemies, because there is a line for a lot of people where it will be non-compliance.
Yeah.
It'll be absolute defiance. To me, on several of these things, I'm already there. I'm not going to be complying with several things.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to accept pandering answers from elected officials. I'm not going to accept half measures. Either you're going to enforce illegal, unconstitutional, right-denying laws, and now we know who you are and what you stand for, or you're not, or you're going to take a stand as an American citizen, as an elected representative of the people that elected you, and you're going to stand and defend them. You're not going to sit back and play footsies with the fence anymore. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the fence sitting. I'm tired of the gray area. It's black. It's white. Either you acknowledge that these laws are wrong, unlawful, unconstitutional, unenforceable, and you declare it loud and clearly that you will not be a part of them and you will protect your citizens from it, or you're part of the problem.
There we go.
I'm tired of the fence sitting.
But then how do you get them to own up to it?
You force them to.
Okay, so we just kind of go to their state or assembly office and just kind of say, okay, here you go.
On some of these things, I'm to the point where we show up and we rub it in their face and go, arrest me. I dare you. Well, with that, we probably better get off to our first break. If you got any questions or comments, you can get us here at Free Fire Radio for the North State. KRCR or KCNR. Yeah, don't get me started on KRCR either lately. All right, phone number is 530-605-4567.
California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
It's Christmas time again at Dandelion. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, we're moving on now. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Did not turn that back. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, yeah, we're moving on up.
Moving on up
to the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Yeah, we are. As we always say on that comeback, yeah, we are. We're moving up. We're packing up and hitting the highway. And I really suggest you don't protest the move by blocking the highway, because I'm driving and I ain't slowing down.
You might have diaper pins and pacifiers all over the road.
All over the road. Explosions everywhere.
And empty diapers.
No, if I was driving there blocking the road, they'd be full diapers. I don't care if your mama told you to wear clean underwear or not. It ain't going to help you, buddy. Some Jimmy in the chat room brings up another perfect example. All these mayors in sanctuary cities. Oh, we're going to defy the law. Mm-hmm. We're going to defy the will of the American people. We're going to defy the law. We're going to defy the Constitution. And then they have the balls to try to take the moral high ground on it.
Yeah,
I am so sick and tired and fed up. You're defying the American people. You're defying the right of law. You're using my money to disable my rights, mm-hmm. to endanger my fellow citizens. I'm fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up to here. I'm beyond, and I'm tired of hearing play nice. I'm tired of hearing follow the process.
Yep.
I'm tired of enough.
Well, we have a couple ways we can fix that.
Yeah, it's time to roll back to 1984 and go Chuck Norris.
There you go.
I'm irritated. So,
well, we had a caller to call in and ask about signing petitions, which are the support statements. And there are support statements, especially in Shasta County, throughout a lot of businesses. Most gun shops, other places have them. A lot of convenience stores have them. Who knows, you know, where they're at, because we have a great team littering them out and around. So if you see a support statement out there, please sign it for support of Jefferson becoming a viable state. And then also, if you want to come to our meetings, we have them on the Jefferson meetings at 5:30 on Bocelli Lane on Monday nights at 3276 Bocelli Lane. It's the old Vineyard Church, which is now the Eagle's Nest Church. They've been gracious enough to allow us to use their facility, so it works out very well. But again, 3276 Bocelli Lane on Monday nights at 5:30. And we do our meeting for about a half hour or so before the Patriot meeting. And then we just roll right over into that. And then if you want to support us financially, which would be a wonderful thing to do, mm-hmm. you can go to soj51.net. And top right-hand corner, there's a PayPal account link. You click on that, go into PayPal, register on that, and you can pay through PayPal. Or before you click on that, on the bottom corner of the bottom left-hand corner of the page, it shows an address for SOJ Formation. So you can make out checks or money orders and mail them to SOJ Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073. So there you go. You have your options to sign up and to pay and support and keep this movement going, moving forward so we can get our liberty going.
Absolutely. We got to pay the lawyers.
We do. It's part of the process.
It's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I am sick and tired and fed up with the process and just want to be a free citizen of these United States again, got to deal with the process.
Just think how sweet it'll be when it happens.
Oh, good. Maybe I won't feel like throwing my shoes at somebody.
Let's hope not.
All right. With that, we got a caller on the phone. Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Red. Hey, Wynn. How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Good. Hey, I wanted to call in and just say for people who are interested and, you know, to please pay attention to the website, and there are some events that are going to be coming up. I know that there's one in Reading on the, I think it's 13th or 14th, but I'm sure you guys will announce it of January when it gets closer. And if you are interested in how the state of Jefferson could impact local law enforcement, your Second Amendment rights, and a lot of issues locally, please show up to that event. And I think we have another series of town halls we're going to be kicking off pretty soon to keep people informed and to, you know, to educate new people as to what Jefferson can do for their lives. Those will be coming up, so please pay attention to the website. Keep the signatures going, you know, and keep looking at the news with a critical eye. When you look at the propositions that California has shoveled down your throat, really read the fine print and try to find out what's actually happened. For example, the plastic bag deal. 10 cents for a plastic bag. The people who get the money are some obscure outfit called Defenders of Wildlife. Who knows what they do with your money again. And however, people with EBT cards don't have to pay the 10 cents. So, you know, once again, we've created a class of people who get everything for nothing and you get to pay for it. And California is cranking those laws out with reckless abandon. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about you. They care about the protected classes of people that they have chosen to elevate with your money. And, you know, I'm all for charity at home. Mm-hmm. I believe in helping our neighbors. We do help our neighbors all the time. That's how we are here. But what I don't like is for the government of the state of California to get in my pocket and take my money and then do things with it that I don't approve of. Your vote is irrelevant, your representation is irrelevant, and Jefferson is the only way to fix that.
Amen, brother.
It is, absolutely.
Amen.
Well, thanks, guys. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Bye. And it's true. Every day in California, we're waking up less free.
That's right.
That's not an overstatement. That's literally is, as Mark has eloquently put it, is you know the difference between liberty and freedom is because when you're free, you don't wake up every day and go, what has the government done to me today?
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we exist under in California. It's every day you wake up,
yep.
What have I lost today?
Yep.
What am I no longer allowed to do? What am I paying for to take my rights away?
Am I breaking law by waking up and taking a breath? You know,
yeah. If you're not paying your carbon taxes, you're literally being taxed to breathe in this state.
Yeah,
it's insanity. It's insane. I'm fed up with it.
I know.
I
know you are.
I'm just, you know, and I look at my two young children, and my oldest child. You know, she's less than a year away from being, oh dear God, a citizen herself,
mm-hmm.
and responsible for herself and subject to this insanity. You know, what kind of a future is out there for her?
I know.
What is there? You know, crushing student debt.
I know. I went in college and went in high school.
No jobs.
I know.
You know, continually being crushed and ground under the boot of the system that we're allowing to exist.
I know. Scary as all get out. You know, as a parent, it's scary.
Yeah. You know, what is she going to do with her life?
And that's the thing. If people aren't scared, they're not paying attention.
Well, I've moved beyond the point of fear to just blatant outright anger.
Anger.
I'm just angry about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not reactionary. I'm not a racist. I'm not a misogynist. I'm not any of this other crap that you try to hoist on me. I'm sorry. It's been my firm belief since I was about 4 years old. The lowest form of life on the earth is a Nazi. Okay, there's somewhere between that white stuff you get on your mouth when you're real thirsty and pond scum. So you don't call me a racist and get away with it. You don't call me a bigot because I'm not bigoted.
No.
And I'm so tired of that, too. Okay? And what really irritates me is this politically correct crap. Okay? I'm done with it. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I don't care if you like it or not. I got a constitutional right to offend the living hell out of you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to exercise it. I don't care if it bothers you or not anymore.
Yep.
I'm done being polite. I'm fed up with it, and I'm about to the point that I think I'm buying into, violence doesn't solve anything. It's kind of crap too, because there's some people that just kind of need to be drug out behind the woodshed and take a good whipping. They really do, and we've removed all of these social dynamics and all of these things that we've used for centuries to keep society polite, to keep society civil, to keep us at the table with each other, because we knew we had two options. Either you can sit down or talk, or we're going out back.
It's live or die.
And we've removed that. We've enabled this childish, idiotic behavior.
Yeah.
And we pander to it. We use money to enable it. We grow it.
We give trophies for it.
Yeah.
And ribbons.
Yeah. Participation ribbons.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm sorry. There's quality to be found in losing.
That's right.
It irritates you when you lose.
It builds character.
And it makes you work harder.
That's right.
And it makes you try harder. Okay.
Yep.
And it makes or breaks you.
That's right.
And if you're broken, well, then, buttercup, suck it up, and you better learn how to get back up and get back in the ring.
That's right.
Because life isn't going to buy you any kind of – you're not going to get a free ride. And that's what we've been trying to enable is these free rides. It's this
– They're not free, though. Somebody's paying for it.
The person that's being enabled is paying for it. We're doing a disservice to the people that we're enabling. We're mm-hmm. not creating better people. We're not creating character.
We're creating leeches.
Yeah, we're creating people that are incapable of taking care of themselves. They throw temper tantrums like 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
I know. I love some of the footage that they've played of people sitting there, especially this one gal. I can't remember who she was, but she's crying. She needed an ambulance. She's going to die. She's sitting there crying. It's like, really?
Yeah. I'm really? Watching grown human beings who need nothing better than to be put over somebody's knee and spanked.
Yep. I bet her parents are proud.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. With that, we've got another phone call. We got Richard in Bella Vista.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. I agree with everything you've said, but there has to be a workaround around that, more of the sillier laws. The bag ban, for example. I don't want to use reusable bags because after a while, you carry chicken, meat, fish, and those things. Even if you launder them pretty good, it can still have staph and other bacteria in them. I like the plastic bags. And I have other uses for plastic bags, too, not just to take groceries home and then throw the bags away. We use them around here until they fall apart, different things. We own property, so I got use for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just bought mine from an online outside California seller. In including shipping, I got them for 2 cents a piece, and I just take a mess of those with me inside a bigger net bag to the store, and just bag my own stuff. At least some California department or chosen so-called nonprofit is not going to get my 10 cents, you see.
There you go. That's a good way to play the game.
We have use for. But it slows down the line, too, in these stores where you bag your own groceries. It really slows it down.
Yep, I believe it.
There's no efficiency there anymore.
Yeah.
People are buying less because they have less bags, and it's more of a rigmarole.
Well, it's part of the process. They're getting us used to being in lines.
Yeah, it's going to cut into the market revenue. It's increased the time for your checkout, and everything else because they don't have those bag trees anymore where you can just put the stuff in the plastic bag and, tear it off the tree and put it in your basket.
There you go.
You've got to unload your basket, make sure the bag doesn't collapse when you put the items in it and things like that. So it slows it way down, bacteria is a problem too with those reusable bags. That's one reason why I don't use them.
There you go.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, that's all. But I'm all for whatever you say. This California just keeps taxing and fees if they're not honest enough to say their taxes, things like that. I'm sick of it.
I am too.
Well, welcome to the club, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the phone call. And it is a good point. It's over time, that delay, it adds up.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody's got to pay a teller to be there longer during the day for more sales. It's like a competition in Sacramento. What can we find that still works in the state and break it?
Yeah.
Okay, the bag thing. Let's come to a compromise. Let's find there's got to be a workaround. Okay, 10 cents a bag. If you promise to take that bag and put it over your head and duct tape it around your neck, I'll buy a bunch of them for 10 cents a piece.
There you go.
There's a compromise.
Well, think about it. Were these bags produced in California? And if they were, by whom?
Probably not.
And then what employees are now no longer going to be needed for creating these bags? Shipping, packaging them, mailing them, getting them out, whatever they do. The production of the whole process. Okay, well then, those people are out of a job.
It was the same crap 20 years ago with paper bags and Save the Forest.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's absolute nonsense. It's a hidden tax. It's a hidden fee. And as Mark pointed out, where's the money going? To some wildlife foundation that's going to use our money to take more of our rights away.
Yeah, they're going to arm people. That's what they're going to do. They're going to get ammo and guns with that and the special little organization within California. And they're going to be more ammoed up and... That's what they're going to do.
Bring it.
Ten cents a piece, if you think about it. Collectively, throughout 40 million people, hello, that adds
up
quickly.
Let's talk about the California CRV that's a ripoff and has been a ripoff for, 30-some years.
Yeah.
You pay 5 cents a can or 8 cents depending on size or 10 cents depending on the size, and you're supposed to be able to take that and redeem it where you purchased it for that money.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go to Raley's and get your money back?
Nope.
Safeway or Winco or anywhere else, can you go get your money back?
No, you have to go to the Jolly Giant.
Yeah, you got to go to the Jolly Giant where you get paid by the pound.
Yeah.
So where's all that extra CRV money go?
Yeah.
Because they're stealing from you.
Well, some of them you can do by the each. Certain size clear water bottles you can do by the each.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take 50 at a time on that. So my kids figured that one out.
Yeah.
So they got it dialed.
they've just nickel and dime us to death.
Yep.
So with that, it's we got Round Mountain Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, thanks for doing a great job. I think right now one of the biggest things you ought to talk about that really should make Jefferson jump right on to the map for the 51st state or maybe the 50th state instead of the 51st. California, our Governor Jerry Brown, his father, and many other people want to give California back to Mexico. And if that doesn't make people want to become the state of Jefferson, I have no idea what would.
Oh, agreed.
I do. I agree.
And they want to give Oregon and Washington back to Canada. I mean, what is this? What happened to the United States of America? We stand up for our flag and our entities, but now we want to give it all away that we've gotten it to where it is?
No, that's not going to happen. There'll be a big revolution before that ever happens.
Yeah,
but you know, I think you guys ought to say something about that because and bring it up a bit because people don't know about it. And let's get them thinking about, hey, I'd rather have California and Jefferson as I'd rather live in Mexico. Look at how the Mexicans got to live. Why do they all want to come across the border?
Bob, that's
because
even
it's
all
so
the
great to live there.
Bob, even all the people that are upset about Trump and protesting Trump and said they're going to leave the country, not a one of them said they were going to move to Mexico, did they? They're all headed to Canada. What's wrong with Mexico, you pack of racists?
Yeah, and they all want to go to Europe. They want to go to Canada. But I noticed Canada's computer thing for them to get on, it was all shut down. What happened?
Well, that's right after the election.
Did they want them?
Right after the election, I was watching news, and I was flabbergasted by this one lady. She loaded up the kid, loaded up the house, and drove to Canada the next morning expecting to just cross the border and, like, go move into Canada and get on to subsistence living and was amazed that she got turned around at the border. And her actual comment was, I had no idea Canadians were so racist against Americans. You idiot.
She's ignorant.
You know, all these big movie stars, now all of a sudden it's a joke. We're going to take our money. We're going out of the United States because it stinks. We can't stand Trump. He's going to kill us and this and that. You know, did you see any one of them close the door behind them?
No.
I think the door slammed in front of them.
Well, they're finding out the reality of the world, the real
world. Yeah, they're finally finding out what, you know, America's about.
Yes.
Well, as my brother puts it very aptly, go and get.
Go and get.
Go and get.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I just thought maybe you could hit on that thing about California a little bit and let people understand by 2020 what our governor and stuff really has in store for us here in the state of California. That would, if that doesn't push Jefferson and the people, I sure as heck don't know what will.
All right, thank you,
but
Bob.
It is, and people need to ask themselves the question of, okay, Cal exit. So California leaves the United States of America. What does that look like in 10 years?
Yeah. You guys have a good one. Thanks for doing a great job.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
You know, and legitimately, what does that look like in 10 years? The socialist paradise of California. And they try to feed people this crap fodder of, oh, we're the number 6 economy in the world. No, we're not. We've actually fallen to number 23 in the country per capita because we have more people on the dole with the government or through subsistence living than we have in private enterprise.
Yeah.
They actually think that Silicon Valley is going to drag them through and make themselves a successful nation state. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the dot-com bubble, the Silicon bubble? How many times has software technology collapsed because you're not actually producing anything of wealth?
Well, think about it, too. All those companies, they're going to be looking for different places to go when CalExit does its thing because they're going to go to Texas, they're going to go to Arizona, Nevada. Oh, Jefferson?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what? California used to be one of the wealthiest states in the world.
Yeah.
We used to be a nation state on ourselves, but it was on the back of our timber. It was on the back of our minerals. It was on the back of our farming and our agriculture. Mm. It was on the back of our manufacturing. It's gone.
Yeah.
Look around, people. It's not there. There's no timber. There's no minerals. The agriculture is on its last legs. We don't manufacture crap in the state other than stupidity.
Full force.
Full force. And what do we make?
Well, that's the thing.
We
have all that.
We don't produce wealth in the state anymore. We just shuffle dollars around between service industries.
Rob Peter
it's
to pay
insanity.
Paul.
Insanity.
Yeah, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And finally, the debtors are coming to – they're knocking on the door. They're saying, hey, you got to pay up.
Yeah, you think the Puerto Rico default's bad? Just wait. You know, everybody said Puerto Rico never default. Oh, Greece will never default. Mm. Oh, Deutsche Bank is solid. Oh, Bear Stearns, they'll be around for another 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the state of California is solvent.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So, with that, we probably better get off to our last break here, and we'll see you on the other side. You got question or comment, give us a call at 530-605-4567.
Know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
What a fool. All right, come on.
Oh, no, you didn't. Better watch your back, boy. Keep running. This ain't just a game. I'll never stop coming. I got my arsenal. I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool, try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you
oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
Yeah, I'm about there with it.
Oh no, you didn't.
That's what, you know, and let's talk about one of the biggest one that California came up with, the ammo background check.
Hello.
Yeah, the new ammunition laws are insane and so stupid.
If you don't have a certain registered gun, you can't buy ammo for.
Oh yeah, you can't go down and go, hey, I want a box of 22 shells. According to the firearms registry, you don't own a 22. You can't purchase those 22 shells.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll go flag you now because you just tried to buy them.
Yep.
You can't bring ammunition from out of state. You can't take ammunition out of state and then return with that ammunition. You have to go through a background check. You have to have a permit. That's not an infringement?
Yeah, it is.
I do believe that is an infringement. You can no longer have your pre-ban 30-round magazines or more, which is a regulatory taking, which means, number one, you have to compensate me if you take anything through law. They're not talking about paying anybody back for the price of their magazines, which ought to be about priceless now, considering as you can't own one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And number one, if it's illegal for me to own one and then I surrender one, I'm admitting to committing an illegal act, which is an admission of guilt, and I have a right not to incriminate myself, so I'll be exercising the Fifth Amendment on turning over anything to law enforcement.
All of that is just garbage on steroids.
It is. It's crap.
Yeah.
It's and they just keep shoveling and shoveling and shoveling. So with that, we've got Nick in Reading on the line.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, fellas. Hey, my lovely wife, Signe, and I are going to go to the True Life Church here at 10 o'clock in Bella Vista, and we'd be happy to give you a report next week.
Hey, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Hey, the reason I called is Proposition D failing. You know, that was that definitely means we don't trust our representatives who have decided they're not our representatives, but they're our bosses now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I had been given the choice to vote on a countywide one-cent tax with the money dedicated to building a jail, I would have voted yes, and I've talked to quite a few people that feel that way. That would knock crime in the head, in my opinion. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
My thought is that the reason that the sales tax failed is not because, as Brent Weaver tried to put it the other day, that the people of Reading don't support law enforcement, but because we don't trust our city council. And when they say, oh, well, yeah, there's no guarantee where that money's going to go, trust us. No, we don't trust you as far as you can throw you. What have you accomplished in the last 2 years? Handing out pay raises. It's the only thing you come up with. You've disabled the speech of the people of the city of Reading. You've removed any kind of citizen oversight. You basically told people to sit down, shut up in the back of the bus, and let us drive us off the cliff. Yeah, that's why your little tax measure failed, is because nobody trusts you.
And if it was dedicated to a jail, which would knock crime in the head, in my opinion, a lot of people would have voted yes. You know, another thing I wanted to point out, but Carl's awful quick at cutting me off. You know, he cleaned up. He's going to take credit for cleaning up the Americana and the Reading Hotel. But what they don't take into account is when they move those people out and close it down, they move into our neighborhoods and it gets worse. Mm-hmm. They don't have a plan for that.
Well, here's my other thing. Okay, so we're celebrating the fact that the city of Reading has seized private property from a private property owner instead of, you know, forcing him to get into code and do things like that. No, we're just going to steal prime downtown property. And which little Brent Weaver buddy is going to get the ownership of that land?
I think the cute one with the fat cheeks.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where I'm at. We can't trust our elected officials anymore, and I certainly hope we have one in the top office we can trust. Now, time will tell it, but I've got a really good feeling about him. Thanks for having me on, fellas. Have a great day.
You too, Nick.
Have a good day.
And with that, we've got Ron in Reading.
Good morning, Ron.
Yo.
Hello, Ron. Are you on?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's up?
Okay. I'd like to make a comment and ask a question. And the comment is that guy that talked about the going California going back to Mexico, I hope all the people that want to vote for that or vote for it would savor their last welfare check, because I don't think Mexico gives welfare checks. So anyhow, good luck for that. And then I got it. The question is, Doug LaMalfa supposedly is getting money from Monsanto, and the guy that ran against him on the Democratic ticket was Jim, I forgot his last name.
Reed.
Jim Reed.
Jim Reed.
Jim Reeves. Okay. Anyhow, he made a comment that Mr. LaMalfa was also getting money from the big oil companies. And is there a place on a computer where somebody can look that up and find out if that's true or not? Or
yeah,
that,
there,
anyhow, that's what I'm wondering.
There's
about.
Actually several sites. You can start at the Secretary of State, show campaign donations, hiddenmoney.com. We'll show campaign donations. The FPPC, which is the Fair Political Practices Commission, they have to file there and list their campaign donations. So there are several avenues that you can just use the internet and look it up to see who they receive money from, and when that money came in, how much at a time. And it even goes so far as to break it down as one of the what's the number one industry that commits money to them, such as Doug LaMalfa. Agriculture was his number one campaign donor, followed by Indian casinos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll have to have somebody help me. I'll look that up. I'm curious about what it was then.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem. So, yeah, the information is out there. They don't present it readily. You do have to go look. You have to dig. You have to find it.
It should be on their individual websites.
So,
I mean, hello, if they're going to be honest about everything, put it out there. Man up.
Honest.
Okay.
Wow.
I tried.
Yeah. How refreshing would that be? Honesty.
I don't know if we could handle it. We'd all be kind of like, oh, it's like.
I'm not sure I'd know what to do
overload.
With it.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, you're taking the fun out of it here.
Oh, so, yeah, and it's got to stop.
It does.
It's got to stop. And stop being complacent with it. Stop being okay with it. Stop keeping your mouth shut. Get loud about it. Get a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Get be done with it.
That's what it's going to take.
Be American about it. No.
Yeah, no is the answer.
You
want
to fight? I'm serious. When did this country get scared of getting into a scrap?
Yeah.
We used to celebrate it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Well, we do every 4th of July.
Yeah. What happened to the days that, you know, you actually did get a participation trophy because two guys could go knock the crap out of each other, get up, shake hands, and go buy each other beer?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know. Crazy. It's
that social aspect that's been removed. You know, if you don't have any fear of what the other person's going to do or what they're capable of doing to you, yeah, you're going to misbehave. Yeah, you're going to run your mouth. Yeah, you're going to screech and act like a three-year-old. You're going to throw childish fits because there's no repercussions.
Yeah.
There's no any kind of social fabric to hold you to a higher standard. There used to be a day, if you came at me like that, I'm going to punch you in the nose.
There you go.
Anyways. So with that and our last 90 seconds, we got Jan on the phone.
No, we have Billy Bob.
Oh, we have Billy Bob.
Good morning, Billy Bob. Are you there?
Yes, I'm having a little difficulty hearing you guys, but I have a question. In looking at the Trump and the recent election returns, I noticed that everything to the south, east, and west of Sacramento was all Trump country, was all red. And I was wondering if you guys are doing an exploratory questionnaire on how to surround Sacramento, get all those boys down there clear to Fresno, and let's circle the wagons around Sacramento and take them over. I was just wondering if there's any inquiry on your guys' part, because I think it could be done. And then we got our capital, we got all our state buildings, and we don't have to do much except just throw those crooks out of there. So I'll take the answer off here.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't think we want it.
No.
Could we take it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, I think we could take it. We don't want it. We don't want it to. We just want to be left alone.
We want a clean break.
Yeah, we want a clean break. We want a divorce.
Yeah.
Okay. It's irreconcilable differences at this point.
Yep.
And we want a clean break. We want to forge our own way. We want to forge our own destiny. And we don't want to try to repair something that's irreparable.
Yep.
We don't. So with that, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. So we will see you next Sunday.
All right.
Everybody have a good and happy Turkey Day.
There you go.
All righty.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
To be the Secretary of State of the United States, along with some other very distinguished Americans.
Pence a guest on Fox News Sunday. More meetings between Mr. Trump and potential hires today, and more announcements possible as well. Meanwhile, some Hillary Clinton supporters think they can still win the election.
A last-ditch grassroots effort by opponents of Donald Trump underway as they try to persuade some of the 538 electors not to vote for Mr. Trump when they meet in their respective state capitals December 19th. If the electors vote for Mr. Trump, Hillary Clinton would be only the fifth candidate in the nation's history to win the popular vote but lose in the Electoral College. The dubious list includes Andrew Jackson in 1820.